But oh, I want my young friends to realize, because sometimes that they believe that Jesus is irrelevant to teenagers, that Jesus is a Jesus for your own folks, that he by now he got gray hairs and is irrelevant. But I want you to know this Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is relevant for every generation. He knows your deal because he cares for you. Oh, you don't understand. When God works in you, when you experience the power in your life, the power of God, it's a thrilling thing to see God work.
We greet our listeners this evening and once again take this opportunity to wish you the very best of God's blessings as we enter this new year of 2018 in the full assurance of His marvelous grace. Our message this evening will be the second part of Pastor Brian Grant's message broadcast last week entitled The Seven Signs of Christ, Part 1. This series is a seven-part series that has its focus on seven special sign miracles found in the Gospel of John, miracles that present Jesus as the promised Messiah of Israel. These special miracles performed by Jesus testify to the fact that He was the one promised to bring salvation to the nation and free her from bondage. And this message series is intended to present Jesus, the Christ of Israel, as the one God sent into the world to bring salvation and freedom from bondage to all mankind. Listen with us now as Pastor Grant brings this message to its conclusion with a personal challenge to each and every heart. Here now is Pastor Grant.
You say, oh, I don't read my Bible because my parents don't do devotions. Oh, if you're one of the parents of that child, bad parenting. But listen, young person, if your parents are not doing their job, you can read your Bible and then go to them and say, Dad, Mom, guess what I read in my Bible today? Share something. You may inspire them. You may get them going for Jesus. Amen? Listen, young person. Do you realize that 94% of Christians get saved before they're 18? Did you hear that? Listen. For those of you who decide you're going to play the fool, if you miss coming to Jesus now, you may miss it permanently. And so I want to urge you, young people, this is the time. Stop the fooling around. Lock on to my Jesus. Amen. Listen, I'm so glad Jesus has a plan. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, He has a good plan for you. You heard that, young person? Oh, folks, it applies to you too. It's not only the young people. He doesn't have a plan for the young people. But oh, I want my young friends to realize, because sometimes that they believe that Jesus is irrelevant to teenagers, that Jesus is a Jesus for your own folks, that he by now he got gray hairs and is irrelevant. But I want you to know this Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is relevant for every generation. He knows your deal because he cares for you. He made you, young person. And so I challenge you, come to know this Jesus. The Bible says, Jeremiah 29:11, He has a good plan for you. Plans to give you future and a hope. Don't mess up. Come to Him while you're young. Pursue Him. You know, I remember I got saved when I was 9 years old, but for some of the years I was a wheelbarrow Christian. You know what's a wheelbarrow Christian? I had to be carried. But at about 16 years of age, I rededicated my life to Jesus. And I wrote in my Bible the words of Jesus. You have heard me say it before. I wrote the words of John's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 4 in my Bible. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. I had made a decision that I was going to give my life to Jesus. I was going to follow Him with my whole heart. And I want to tell you, He has has made a difference. And I want to challenge you this morning that when we give the invitation, that some of you will come here and join me by saying, I am decided to follow. I am rededicating my life to Jesus. It's the best thing you could ever do. We can experience God's power in my life. And the older people don't think I'm just talking to the young people, because some of you need to make that rededication. I can experience God's power when I pursue Him. But secondly, I can experience God's power by depending on His ability. Amen. I can experience God's power when I depend on His ability. Have you ever heard the old proverb, God helps those who help themselves? You've heard it. Even Christians, we love that proverb. The only problem, it's a lie. Oh, you didn't know that. Oh, you thought it was in 2 Hezekiah. It ain't in the book. In fact, the Bible teaches the exact opposite. God does not help those who help themselves. God wants Christians to depend on Him. Because on our own, we can accomplish nothing out of eternal value. But when we depend on God's ability, we can experience His power and watch Him bring to pass His good plan for our lives. Listen good. Write this down. God can do miracles with our little. That's the filling there. God can do miracles with our little. So here we are in John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse number 9. And Andrew comes to Jesus. There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Andrew was saying, there's a lad with a lunch, but it's so little. What can it do? Now, for some of us, we misunderstand this passage and we say, wow, what a big lunch this little boy had. 2 fish and 5 loaves. You know, while we were in Israel, we took them, everybody out to have dinner right there on the Sea of Galilee. And you had an option that you could have St. Peter's fish. And we had that St. Peter's fish smoked. Oh, grilled. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Grilled St. Peter's fish. Nice and smoky flavor. Full of meat. Oh, his eyes were looking up at you. Some of your GCM members were taken aback. The fish's head was there, his mouth, his teeth, his eyes, his little tail. And of course, we had to eat the whole thing. But listen, that's not what this boy had. You see, these 5 rolls, you know, the Bible makes sure to tell you in one of the versions, it tells you it was 5 barley loaves. Barley was the poor people's food. Oh, you didn't know that. The barley was the poor people's food. It was a poor boy's lunch. Barley loaves. And hey, it was them big loaves. It was a mini roll. A 5 little mini rolls of barley. And the fish was most commentators say it was likely something like a pickled sardine. Some little pickled sardine, just enough to give this like a barley roll a little flavor so you can eat this like a barley loaf.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
Oh, you know, as I was reading, I said, and I was preparing, I said, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I'm so poor, I have so little, what can God do with me? Oh, give me a break. Just look at what he's going to do with this poor boy's lunch. It don't matter what your financial status is. The issue is, who are you giving it to? It's the God who can do exceedingly abundant things. It's the God of miracles. You can put your little nothing. Listen, so this is why I said God can do miracles with our little. So stop listening to the dream killers. Well, I want to come back to my young people. Stop listening to these dream killers who tell you all about the things you cannot do. Let them know you or God can work miracles even with your little. You know, it is sad some dream killers are parents. Well, I'm sometimes at the mall and I hear mothers shouting and carrying on at their parents. I've been in places where I hear mothers saying, you're just like your no good father. You'll never amount to much. What a shame. What a shame that you would be such a dream killer. And I want to challenge parents. You better be very, very careful what you say to these children. Don't be a dream killer. Because some of these words that lie about stick and stones can break my bones, but your word can't harm you. What a lie. People, those words harm people and they stay with them. But I want you young people to know that it doesn't matter what somebody says. God has said, I have a good plan for you, and he can bring it to pass. There's an African proverb that says, Listen, are you with me? There's an African proverb that says, if you think you're too small to make a difference, try spending the night in a closed room with a mosquito. I guarantee you that the mosquito won't forget that he can have impact. So never underestimate what God can do with your little. God used David's slingshot to slay the giant Goliath. Did you read about that in Sunday school? He used David's slingshot to slay the lion, to slay Goliath and defeat the Philistines. In Judges 6, Gideon was facing a Midianite army of about 135,000. Did you hear how many? And he only had 32,000 soldiers. Hey, that's a mismatch. 135,000 versus 32,000. He already was up. And God said, you have too many. God said the 32,000 versus 135 is just too many. And God made him keep whittling down the number until he only had 300 people left. Are you with me this morning? Gideon went up against 135,000 with 300 and the power of God. And he didn't take the submachine guns. God said, leave all the weaponry. God said, here's what you're going to take. You're going to take a pitcher, a torch, and a trumpet. Are you with me this morning? That God is able to do miracles with your little, and God can do, listen, it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter your resources, the matter is that he has all the resources, and he can do amazing things with your little. And this is why I say to you, and God wants us to remember that we can depend on his ability. Amen. But finally, I can experience God's power by entrusting my life to Him. What have we said so far? I can experience God's power by what? What was the first one we said? By pursuing Him. I can experience God's power. What was the second one? By depending on His ability. Third and final, I can experience God's power by entrusting my life to Him. Jesus said, He's the bread of life. If we entrust our life to Him, He'll satisfy the deepest longings of our heart. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not just preaching it. I've experienced it. He'll satisfy the deepest longings of your heart. And since He cares so deeply, He'll not only satisfy your longings, He'll take care of all your burdens and your cares. This little boy only had a little lunch, but he gave it to Jesus. And what a difference it made. Just imagine. Can you imagine the thrill this boy must have had? We're talking about experiencing the power of God. This is what we're talking about. Can you imagine the thrill this little boy must have had as he turns over his lunch and Jesus takes the lunch and Jesus is breaking the lunch and passing it out, and as Jesus passes the lunch keeps multiplying and 5,000 are fed with the little lunch. 10,000 are fed. 15,000. Are fed with his little lunch. And the Bible makes sure you realize they didn't just get a little. Everybody was satisfied, because you see, this is what the bread of life does. He's giving you a practical illustration that he can satisfy. Jesus arranges it that everybody got as much as they wanted. To boot. There was more left than what they started with. Did you read that? What was ended up? 12 baskets were full after everybody had to the full. I can see him now. He's running home. Man, what a story! Can you imagine it? Suppose it was you. Man, what a story. Mom, Dad, Jesus fed 15,000 with my little lunch. Can you believe it? He run down the road. He find Johnny. Johnny, can you imagine what Jesus did with my little lunch? Oh, you don't understand. When God works in you, when you experience the power in your life, the power of God, it's a thrilling thing to see God work. I thank God for all the experiences He has given me. I have had, you know, I have been blessed beyond compare. I have experienced so much. But to see God using this little trash heap of clay, what a thrill. And I am saying to you, young person or older person, God wants to do miracles in your life. God wants you to experience the power of the Almighty God. But it will only happen when you entrust your life to Him. Lord, here's my life. Take it. Use me. I wonder if there's somebody here or you may not be saved. He wants to save you and to satisfy you. You may be already saved, doesn't matter your age, but you're saying, God, I want you to use my life.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.